Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I love this. This is where I find a study and go, hang on. Is that actually accurate?
We need to find out for ourselves.
So we run our own little poll on the text line, 0429 985 985. We need you to weigh in. Today, the question is, do you still have your childhood toy? Now, we need both people to text through. Those that are yes and those that are no.
And just, you know, if you are yes, can just tell us what it is. Just for a bit of fun. Do you?
Because, no. That's why I thought this was odd. I'm just going to say it. I had a little wee duck as a child that was on my bed, and you'd push the beak and it would go, wah.
How long did you have it for? How old?
I had it until I was probably about 14. And like, it wasn't one of those ones that you snuggle when you're 1 year old and slobber all over.
Yeah.
It was just one that someone gave me, had it on my bed all up until I was about, you know, 14, 15. And then...
You're too old for your toy duck.
Actually, come to think of it, it got stolen.
By your brothers or sister?
No, by the people in my class.
What?
I remember this now. This is all
flashing
before my eyes. No, I remember it because then there was a school camp and a whole bunch of girls came over to my house prior to the school camp, stole it. Yeah, because we were all convoying together.
Yeah.
So they were at our house. Somehow they managed to steal my teddy on my bed. And then I was getting sent pictures of it throughout the course of the camp, and I never saw it again.
Oh, you didn't pay the ransom.
No, I'm not paying a ransom for my duck. It's mine. Anyway.
Jazeel doesn't have any toys from his childhood because it was stolen.
But regardless, I wouldn't have kept it much longer anyway. That's why I didn't mind too much.
Yeah, gotcha.
Do you have a childhood toy?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
His name is Wolfie.
Oh, he's got a name.
And there's been much conjecture over the years as to whether it's a dog or it's a lamb.
One of those ones.
Yeah, so I decided it was a dog because of the tail.
What's the tail look like?
Like a banana, sort of.
Okay.
So it kind of goes up. So I'm guessing it's a
What was dog. The options between a dog and a...
Lamb.
Okay.
Anyway,
look, you're going to have to show us a picture.
Okay,
You'll find a picture.
I know where it is. Sometimes I take it out of storage and the girls will play with it for a while.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, no, it's time to put it away now because it's special.
Evan? Beck's husband, if you're listening, just a quick photo would be great.
He has, I think, toys in storage from when he was a kid. He's got a bear.
You both got them?
Yeah, he's got a bear.
Okay, I've got so many more questions on that.
Rebecca has given us a call. Beck, do you still have a childhood toy?
Hi, yes, I do. I actually have two.
Ooh, what are they?
So have you ever heard of the Fluffy Dogs? They were a small TV show that was on for a little while, long time ago, because I'm really old. and they had little, like, fluffy dogs that used to bounce around with, like, curly hair, and I've got a purple one of those.
No.
Are they soft and cuddly?
Yeah. They're a soft teddy, and they were quite large, like, bigger than a cabbage patch.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Jazeel's looking at them.
It's like Fluffy, Fluppy, but I also have my cabbage patch doll, and her name is Andrea Melissa Presswich, and she was born in November, and I still have her birthday as well, but
what?
I don't celebrate her birthday anymore.
And what, does it have the woolen hair?
Yes, the full woolen hair, and I still have her original green dress, plus the next outfit that my grandma made for me one of the years when I had a birthday.
Wow.
That is awesome. Where do you keep it?
I have a special treasured box, but I also bring them out and put them in the cabinet and swap them out every now and then when you change what you want to have in there and invisible.
Are you serious? You bring them out?
It's a big deal.
Wow. I am well impressed. I mean, birth certificate. Come on.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your call, Beck.
Rob got in touch. Yes, teddy bear saying I love you and I love you heart for my first girlfriend in primary school. He's kept it. Rob, what? Well
Rob,
done.
Are you married? How does your or partnered, how do they feel about that?
I suppose if you're like 5 years old, it's just cute, isn't it?
It's like, meh.
Another one here says, yes, I've got my Care Bear from back in the day. Charmaine says, yes. Dana says, yes, I have my 40-year-old Care Bear. Robin says, yes, a doll complete with pram.
Oh, I love this one from Wayne. Yes, my teddy bear, 53 years old, and my Matchbox toy collection of 200 plus cars and trucks.
Wow.
And my dad also texted through.
Yeah.
What I would just like to point out about dad's text, because I do have his name saved in my phone.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Beck. Dad here. I still have my bear from when I was a little boy. Thanks, Dad."
I love that. Just in case you don't know who this is.
Just in case you don't know. You haven't saved my number.
Simone got in touch. "I have no childhood toy. I'm with you on that one. Thank you very much." Another one here. "Yes, I have my teddy bear, who is now 66 years old. Jackie." Wow, the texts are still coming through. This one here. "My mum still has her first push bike banana seat and the butterfly handlebars."
Oh, 70s dragster.
Yeah. Now, the best part about this story, she knocked all her front teeth out on this bike and kept it as a reminder that she's tougher than the bike.
Oh, that's amazing. Your mum. What a
champion.
So
good. We've been asking the question, do you still have your childhood toy? It's a no from me. It's a yes from Beck.
Yeah. Did you add our answers to the poll?
I didn't, because it kind of cancels each other out. So I just thought, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Who
You're
cares?
Right. Who cares? Thanks.
But look at all the ticks that have come through. I can say, okay, 98.5, the family. 87% of the ticks that came through were for those that still have a childhood toy.
That's awesome.
87%.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Well, most people do. Talana does. I do.
Man.
Chella does.
That is crazy. Okay, well, the stats that I actually had that I thought were wrong, and they are wrong, but not how I would have thought. 44% of adults have had their childhood teddies and dolls kept, and as many as 34% of adults still sleep with a soft toy every single night. A soft
34.
Toy.
34.
Okay, let's not focus on that, because both of those figures are pretty crazy. 44% of people still have their childhood toy.
I'm not surprised at that. Nostalgia plays a huge part in people's lives.
34% of people
That's
still
the one.
Sleep with a teddy.
That's the one I'm surprised about.
Do you sleep with the teddy?
I do not. Sometimes I'll get, like, I've got a long pillow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll cuddle that. Sometimes I'll cuddle my child who's coming to
okay.
the bed. Other times I might cuddle my husband.
Okay, fair enough. I just, like, we're not going to run a poll on this, but it'll be interesting.
No, I want to know.
It'll be interesting
to know.
Just a
side poll. Just a little side poll for the rest of the
A little side poll that might be bigger than the actual poll. If you're an adult, do you sleep with a teddy? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, just text it through. 0429-985-985.
And it might sound like I'm judging you.
Do you still sleep with a teddy? 0429-985-985. My school rules, not too far away.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.